From KCBW News in Salt Lake City, I'm Jeff Robinson. Republican presidential candidate Mitt Romney is, quote, not the face of Mormonism, according to U.S. Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid, who is perhaps the nation's most prominent Mormon Democrat. And his comment comes at a time that national media outlets are picking up on an email being forwarded by church members asking them to fast and pray for Romney's candidacy. Every Friday, we talk with Thomas Burr, Washington correspondent for the Salt Lake Tribune and author of Political Cornflakes, a daily online roundup of Utah politics. He joins me now from Washington. Hey, Thomas.
Hey, Jeff.
So, Thomas, let's start with Harry Reid's comments. What did he say about Romney as a Mormon, and what kind of prompted him to say this?
You knew this was going to come, right? At some point during the campaign, the Mormon stuff would come out a lot more. And this was Harry Reid on a call, as I understand it, organized by the Obama campaign ahead of Mitt Romney coming to Nevada. And Reid goes through, you know, a litany of complaints he has about Romney. I don't think these guys are best friends by any means. And as part of that, Reid just states, matter-of-factly, that Romney is, quote, not the face of Mormonism. And then the Senate Majority Leader goes on to cite a Huffington Post opinion piece by Greg Prince, who co-wrote the David O. McKay biography. And Prince has some pretty strong words for Romney, saying that he has sullied the Mormon faith with his political stance and the whole 47% comment. And Reid says he agreed with it, which is, you know, pretty interesting that he would use that kind of language. And in fact, Reid used the word sullied, which obviously prompted a pretty strong rebuke from the right wing and from conservatives and Mormons. And I think my story now has some 3,000 comments and has been picked up by countless news organizations, including I got calls yesterday from Fox News and CNN wanting the audio.
So let's turn to this email first reported by the Student Review at Brigham Young University and BuzzFeed asking LDS church members to fast and pray for Romney's campaign on September 30th. I actually have a friend who posted on Facebook that she received this email herself here in Utah. It sounds like something that the LDS church would not exactly want to be involved with here.
Yeah, this is not a sanctioned email. This is not a sanctioned idea from the church by any means. This sounds pretty grassroots from the heart. I read over the emails, and you know, it looks like, you know, people just want to help Mitt Romney. They really feel for him. They're worried that, you know, what happens in these debates could have a really big impact on the presidential race, and they're right. So the idea of, you know, fasting and praying this coming Sunday to try to help him, you know, be his best during the debates is something, you know, that obviously they feel that, you know, the more people involved would really help. BuzzFeed, again, had the emails, and BYU, it seems pretty well circulated. You know, I've heard of people here in Washington getting it. You know, I think there's a pretty good email chain that can go on in the Mormon network.
Probably not too smart an idea to assume that all your fellow congregation members are Republicans who support Mitt Romney.
No, and in fact, I think the interesting part about the email was, you know, the tone, which was, you know, feel free, you don't have to do this, we're not saying you have to, but if you'd like to, then, you know, that'd be great. You know, maybe we should fast and pray for all the candidates to do really well, because we don't want to see any oopses on the stage either.
Thomas, let's turn to the 4th District congressional race here, and polls we've observed in that race between Jim Matheson and Republican Mia Love of Saratoga Springs have had Matheson up so far, but the Love campaign released its own poll this week, putting Love ahead of Matheson 51-36%, which would be an astounding margin for a race like this. What do you make of this poll and the fact that it's so different from what we've seen before?
I'd like to make a lot more of the poll if I could see more of the details, to be honest. My colleague Robert Gerke is asked to see, you know, the actual question that was asked, the details and the order of the questions, the cross tabs of who was actually polled. But we have not been able to receive those from the public opinion strategies or the Love campaign. If this is true, it is astounding. It's a 28-point swing from where the polls were in July. And that's just kind of a fascinating move since Matheson's been up so well beforehand, that to have it just change dramatically like that, almost on its head, to do the reverse, it's just really, really fascinating. But, you know, I think we're going to see in the coming weeks some more polls. I, assume, you know, the Deseret News will probably poll. I'm sure we will poll. So I think we're going to see some other numbers that will have a little more reputation behind them because they'll have the actual details there.
Every so often I get these emails from an organization called Citizens Against Government Waste, a group that labels people in Congress the porker of the month if they request some kind of project that people find to be outrageous, like the Bridge to Nowhere or something along those lines. You have a new study that they conducted comparing public sector versus private sector salaries here in the Beehive State. What did they have to say?
You know, I'm really, unfortunately, they did not have anyone in a pig costume, which is what they usually do when they do these kind of news conferences. They have somebody dressed up as a pig. But in this one, the Citizens Against Government Waste did this study where they looked at the state government workers across the nation, all 50 states, and they said, how do they compare to their private sector counterparts in the same state? And they ranked Utah the top. They said that in Utah, public employees, state government workers are closer to their private sector counterparts than in other states. Of course, you know, quickly checking this with the employees union and even the state itself, the state did its own study a while back showing that actually state employees are paid about 10% or so less than their counterparts in the private sector. So again, it's dueling math, and if you want to get down to the details, you'll have to read the story.
Thomas Burr is Washington correspondent for the Salt Lake Tribune and author of Political Cornflakes, a daily online roundup of Utah politics. We talk with him every Friday, and Thomas, we'll catch up with you next week.
Thanks, Jeff. Have a good weekend.